We are talking about all the wonderful creative art stuff that is happening in our city, and one of those is the Australian Short Story Festival. It's happening at Fremantle Arts Centre from October 28th to the 30th. That's next weekend, and it celebrates this beautiful form of storytelling. Susan, welcome.
Thank you, Beck. Thanks for having me.
This is one of your babies, almost. Mm-hmm. You've been involved in this festival for about 6 years now, and it's a festival that goes between Adelaide, Melbourne and Perth.
That's right.
So nice little triangle of accessibility for people to get to. What was it that made you go, do you know what, we need a short story festival in Australia?
Well, it was originally founded 6 years ago by two publishers, Caroline Wood from Margaret River Press and Anna Solding from Midnight Sun in Adelaide. And they were both publishing short story collections, and they decided it was time we beefed it up. We promoted the form, because I think there's been, in Australia anyway, not in the US, not in Europe or the UK, but in Australia there's been this kind of assumption that short stories are superficial, ephemeral, easy to write. You know, you can knock one off in an evening. But there's been a real resurgence now in Australia in the last maybe 15 years, 10 years of publication of single author collections. So I think publishers are getting on board, readers are getting on board, and the festival is about celebrating the pleasures and the challenges of the short form, because you'll find short stories in every period of history, every culture. You know, they matter. They help us discover who we are, who we might become. They give a voice to the powerless and the vulnerable, but they also explore our common humanity, the things that connect us. So yeah, we love it.
I think that there's this kind of idea that a short story is what you write before you write your proper novel.
Correct. Yep. It's an apprenticeship, so you kind of hone your craft. But I don't think that's the case at all, and many people would agree with me. So I've written three collections of short stories and two novels, and I've never thought of short story writing as an apprenticeship to writing the novel. They're completely different beasts. They require different ways of thinking about our life in time. They require different kinds of skills, and they have different pleasures, I think, for writers and for readers.
I think perhaps a controversial statement, maybe, for all the writers out there who are, you know, waving their pens at me. Perhaps one of the things about short stories is the space that it leaves for readers to create and to join in on the storytelling themselves. There's you're not as spoon-fed, perhaps, every single detail of what's happening. There's a lot of room for you to create your own interpretation in the spaces between.
Yeah, I don't think that's a controversial statement at all. I think it's a very accurate description of how short stories work, because they are often about the unsaid or the implied. They're about what can't be or what must not be spoken. And I think you're absolutely right. It's about the art of suggestion. So they leave a lot of room for reader interpretation. And they respect readers' intelligence, because they assume that readers will be able to, as it were, read between the lines, to infer, to interpret what's kind of not there often. And part of the skill of short story writing is to, I think, create the illusion that beyond those relatively few words on the page, there's a bigger world. There's a great quote from Alice Munro, who's the only short story writer to have won the Nobel Prize for Literature. And she says that every short story is at least two short stories. Yeah. So it is all about suggestion and a kind of resonance beyond the words on the page.
We're talking to Susan Medaglia about the Australian Short Story Festival happening next weekend at Fremantle Arts Centre. Susan, I guess as well, the short story has a special place in today's society. I mean, what a phrase, but in a time when we are so busy and our attention is being kind of sought by so many different places, a short story can be a perfect antidote to that feeling of being pushed around and being begged for someone to, you know, someone on Instagram to pay attention to us. We can sit down and just immerse ourselves in this little world for a few pages.
I think that's great. They are good for the time poor, if you like, or the time pressured. And they're also a great resource for teachers, because we know that increasingly, I'm going to sound like an old lady now, which I am, but we do know that increasingly young people are reluctant readers. And so if you're an English or a lit teacher at school, short stories are great, because they're you can get a lot of good teaching done in terms of how literature works, how stories work. And, you know, ask your students to read 4 or 5 pages and rather than a 300-page or 500-page novel.
Do you know what? And those novels have their places. But maybe they require a bit more of an investment on the part of the reader. And a short story festival that celebrates this form after so many years of, I guess, publishing being really reluctant to invest in these collections is amazing. What can people get out of attending the festival?
Well, we have what we think is a terrific lineup. So the Friday the 28th, we have 2 workshops which are, alas, all sold out. So Night Parrot Press is running a workshop on flash fiction, and Brooke Donnell, wonderful short story writer who has a new novel coming out in November, she's gone over to the dark side, as we say, she's running a workshop as well. But opening night is a gala celebration. We have dispensed with formal speeches. The Fremantle Mayor will be giving a short speech. Auntie Marie Taylor will be doing a Welcome to Country. But the thrust of the evening is storytelling through music. So the wonderful Perth actor Sarah McNeil is our host for the evening, and she's hosting singer-songwriters who will be talking about songwriting and then performing them. So we've got Barry Davola, Lucky Oceans and David Milroy, Little Lord Street Band, and from over east, Jane and the Rain. It's going to be a fabulous evening. And for $20, the princely sum of $20, you get entertainment, food and wine. And there are still places left. We would love people to come.
Yeah, it's place to be next Friday night.
Value. Yeah. And then we've got 2 days of panel discussions and interviews with writers from overseas, all around Australia, and some of our, you know, most loved local writers. And I would like to stress that I think some people think a literary festival, and a short story festival in particular, is a kind of niche event. But what we're really aiming to do is to engage people with the form. So we, how can I describe this? We don't want it to be solemn. It won't be solemn. You know, there'll be some serious discussions, but everything will be entertaining and engaging, because we have a fabulous lineup, not only of writers, but the writers themselves are, you know, are great talkers, great performers. So, and we're doing everything from a discussion of why the short story. We've got John Kinsella, I think WA, one of an internationally acclaimed writer, on a couple of panels. We have writing femininity and writing masculinity, just to be, you know, gender equal. We have stories about speculative fiction, panels about speculative fiction. We have, I think, what promises to be a wonderful discussion about what happens when your publisher or editor wants to chuck out your favourite story from the collection.
That sounds like a very important conversation.
Yeah, and that's, you know, quite a few writers have had that happen. The story that you hold dear to your heart, the story that you're most proud of, and the publisher says, nah, sorry. So there's a bit of wrangling going on there.
What do you do in that situation?
Well, someone who edits as well, the rule is always the writer has the last word. Mm. So unless the writer's written something offensive or defamatory, you have to, a good editor goes with the writer. we've also got children's. So, sorry, I should just go backtrack. All the sessions on Saturday, all the sessions on Sunday for the whole day, $20. I mean, it's an absolute bargain. We also have children's storytelling, Story Lab for Kids, which is organised by wonderful Paperbird Bookshop in Fremantle. We've got Christy Byrne, Auntie Marie Taylor and Ashka. I had the pleasure of being at a writer's festival with Ashka a few years ago up in Geraldton, and she is the most dynamic, amazingly clever storyteller. So, and that's free. The storytelling for kids goes, it's on the Sunday, goes from 9:30 to 12:30, and it's free for parents and children. So we
Ashka
hope
is a visual storyteller.
Oh, she's
a graphic artist, and
she's amazing. Yeah,
just I think they contributed or they provided the graphic art for Stars in Their Eyes,
yeah,
young adult book. Recommend. Susan, while we're recommending books, let's recommend your short story collection, shall we?
Well, I've got three collections which date back from 2007. And my most recent publication is a collection of short fiction called Miniatures. But we have so many wonderful short story writers. If I can recommend some others, and
you're like, no, take the spotlight off me.
It's not about me. The festival is not about me. It's about all these wonderful writers that we have. One of my favourite writers, Carol Lefevre from Adelaide, has a new collection called The Tower, which will be launching at the festival. But if you haven't read her first collection, Murmurations, it is one of the most exquisite collections of short stories I've had the pleasure to read. Oh, I should also mention that we're having a panel discussion called Want to Get Your Story Published? So three publishers are offering practical and timely advice to maximise your chance of receiving a quote, we are delighted to accept, So we've got Georgia Richter from Fremantle Press, Kate Noski, editor of Westerly, and Anna Solding from Midnight Sun. So they'll be giving tips on how to get published.
And all that for $20.
Yep.
The Australian Short Story Festival is definitely one to check out. You can check them out online. They have all the programs are on their website. You can go and have a look, or you can check out the Fremantle Arts Centre as well. It's happening next weekend, and it is a celebration of the form of the short story. Susan, thank you so much for making time to come in and chat about this festival today.
Thanks, Beck. Thanks very much.